In this special edition of House Matters, we take a look at some of the major achievements in Parliament since the start of the 2014 calendar year. Stay with us.
Pack up your garbage and let us collect. Littering attracts ticketing. Business operators, ensure you're properly disposing of your solid waste. You must use the services of a registered waste hauler. Call the NSWMA at 448-3220 or 1-888-252652 for more information.
Jamaica's human and economic agenda was advanced through the enactment of several pieces of legislation since the start of this calendar year. Among them are the Public Bodies Management and Accountability Amendment Act 2014, Financial Management and Audit Amendment Act 2014, Appropriations Act 2014, and the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Amendment Act 2014. The Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Bill, popularly called the Anti-Gang Legislation, was passed in the House of Representatives February. The bill makes provision for the disruption and suppression of criminal organizations and for related matters. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson emphasized that the bill does not provide additional powers to the police and does not encourage tough policing.
We must bear in mind that this piece of legislation will not exist in isolation, but is legislation that will be subject to the supremacy of the Constitution. It will be subject to the supervision of the courts, and indeed, when the police act under it, they still have to go to court to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the allegations against the particular person they take before the court are proven.
In addition, National Security Minister Peter Bunting asserted that while the bill is not a panacea, it will no doubt be useful in fighting crime. The anti-gang bill was passed in the House with 22 amendments. The Banking Services Act was also given the stamp of approval. The Act seeks to regulate the country's financial institutions, including the Bank of Jamaica. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the bill is a key element of the country's suite of financial sector laws governing the deposit-taking sector. He also notes that the bill repeals legislation such as the Banking Act, the Financial Institutions Act, and the Bank of Jamaica Building Society's regulations.
The bill seeks to move the framework for banking business closer to the governing international standards in this area, namely the Basel Core Principles on Effective Banking Supervision.
The legislation will incorporate new and emerging areas particular to Jamaica's financial system. Senator Golding adds that the law proposes changes to the Bank of Jamaica Act, which serves to alter the mode of appointment of the supervisor of banks and financial institutions. The Disabilities Act 2014 is the most recent piece of legislation approved by Parliament. The Act seeks to end discrimination against persons with disabilities. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the bill will pave the way for enhanced contribution to society and the economy by persons with disabilities. He adds that it will ensure that impediments to full participation of persons with disabilities in society are completely removed.
It seeks to promote, protect, and ensure the full and equal enjoyment of persons with disabilities of privileges, interests, benefits, and treatment on equal basis with other persons in the national community.
The legislation will provide a clear and comprehensive national mandate for the elimination of discrimination against persons with disabilities. Prior to this, the Sign Language Interpretation Program was implemented in January at the first sitting of the Senate. Since then, sign language interpretation has been made available during the sitting of the House of Representatives. The Disabilities Act will now be sent to the Senate for its approval. Several pieces of legislation were tabled in the first half of 2014. These include the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act 2014, the Employment Flexible Work Arrangements Miscellaneous Provisions Act 2014, the Timeshare Vacations Act 2014, and Parliament Integrity of Members Act 2014. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.